back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. 5 days until the state Democratic Convention, and in La Crosse, Wisconsin, June 21st through the 26th. And so I know that we at this radio station will be broadcasting live from the convention. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Have you ever gone to a Democratic convention? Have you ever gone to a state convention? I know that there are many people who have, but also many people who have not. What is, because I've heard people say, well, really, if you really want to know what the purpose of the convention is, it's to rally the troops, so to speak. And that's what's going on and why we need to do that. Sam, have you ever been to a Democratic convention?
No, but I've heard the same thing. It's a lot of recruitment, like, to my understanding, either like poll workers or just support in general and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's when you go and you're a part of it and you see the action and the excitement that people have as they ramp up for what they know is going to be a major fight, a major battle. If you've never been, I think everybody needs to go once and get an opportunity to see just what's at stake. You know, sometimes when you're not a member of a party and you don't know how any the inner workings of any of those things work, to get an opportunity to come and mix with like-minded people, more than anything else, is what's at the root of it. And so that is what's going to be taking place for the first time since 2019 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And they are excited, to say the least, as they mobilize in hopes of defeating Ron Johnson and keeping Governor Tony Evers in his seat as governor of the state of Wisconsin, not to mention booting Ron Johnson out. I mean, there are a lot of different things, a lot of different issues at stake, a lot of different questions that need to be answered. And I'll tell you something. This radio station is always front and center at those things, I'm pretty sure. As a matter of fact, I know Crudy is going to be there and without question, Dom, throughout the entire convention, day, morning, and afternoon, they'll be there. But, you know, labor is always environment, always front and center of those kinds of things. You know, caucus meetings with you know, blacks and Latinos and others, and it's really organizing and mobilizing Democrats, all things Democrats. So if you have not been and you want to go, you can always go on, again, there are 5 days, Doing What's Right Wisconsin, Wisconsin Democrat, Democratic 2022 convention. Certainly go on Wisconsin Dems convention 2022, and you too can become a part of that. It's 300 Harborview Plaza, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and get your tickets and be a part of what is, and people will say a party. It's not a party, so to speak. There's serious issues that are on the line and people need to be aware of those things. So by all means, if you can't make it to La Crosse, tune in to the radio station and you'll hear that live from La Crosse. You know, I wanted to talk about the fact that the continuation of the January 6th attacks on the Capitol will come back again on tomorrow. Our station will run live from 12 p.m. and until its conclusion uninterrupted. But as I've been watching people, you wonder if the interest wanes over, you know, a weekend, a holiday weekend, some time off, if people's interest is still there as it relates to what took place on January 6th. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What about you? You know, when you see that 60% of the American people want Donald Trump charged with for the insurrection that took place, 60% of the American people, that includes Republicans and conservatives, know that Donald Trump was at the root of everything that took place. It's no longer a question as to whether or not he was engaged, whether he was involved. His prints were all over it. And that's not from Democrats. That's from his own inner group that supported him throughout his 4 years as president of the United States. They all came out and have basically echoed the exact same thing. The former president was behind all of this. And it's not a matter now whether people think that he was behind it. The question becomes, should he go to jail? And so at the end of all of these things, it's pretty easy to sum up. And that is not just because you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's because you know right and wrong. And thus far, with everything we've been able to hear, you know, there's no question whether or not Donald Trump created this. And why it's so important is because as Republicans continue to have the internal squabble, internal fight on who's going to be their nominee, Donald Trump's name continues to be right there at the top with Ron DeSantis. And I know that there's some conversation now that Mike Pence is thinking about throwing his hat in the ringer. You wonder if there'll be any sympathy whatsoever for Mike Pence, because in a way, you know, and I got some issues because I even felt some compassion for what Mike Pence went through, knowing the kind of man that he has been for Donald Trump. Falling on the sword is what he did. And even with falling on the sword, that wasn't good enough. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.